Here's recording.
Yeah.
Zechanish was Avi Mori Yaakov brings to a pilchas, and Zechanish was then Eil Shane of us here, Shuv Halak. Halak. Okay. So today I want to finish up this packet. There's still a couple of important things that we didn't do yet. So we're going to do the Maram Shik on page 27, Shuv of the Maram Shik. And he has a tshuva here about Hagasha. And he says like this. He says, look on the right side, the first column. The first, Pilpulu Achronim, Mahu Hagasha. So the Achronim have a discussion, what is a Hagasha? So he says, Das no de Behuda, Madur Kama, Simenon Hei, Ichmir Lahachmir, Afil Bahagoshus, Rag Zivas Dover Lach. That even a Zivas Dover Lach is a Hargosha. Afil Ainam Argeshus, a Dover Lach Yotse Mea Mokker. Right? In other words, you don't have to feel that it's going out of the Mokker, meaning not like the Chavis Das, right? Chavis Das says you have to mamish feel it at the point that it's either going over the internal os or the external os, but he says no. You know the Behuda holds anywhere inside, even in the prosdor, even in the vaginal canal. But prosdor against zivas dover lach havi hargasha. Vayaso to yafidim b'psora the matam b'fnim b'chutz. When the Gemara says from the word b'psora, the Gemara darshins that it's matam b'fnim k'bachutz. In other words, it's already metame when the dam comes into the prosdor. So you see from there that the word bipsara is talking about bifnim. So bifnim means in the prosdor. So therefore he says anywhere in the prosdor, if you have margish, that's hargasha. Kehodin idach drasha, dasha targis bipsara. So the other drasha, those from the word bipsara, they have multiple drushas. It's matamere even in Bisara, and it's his matame mifnim ki bechutz, his archatargish bipsara. That's all referring to the prosdor. And then he says, ah, the chavazdasa the kasha, eich la'achar sheyotzel the prosdor v'nitar yehei chozer lios tame. Whereas the chavazdasa is saying that if it came into the prosdor, there was no hargasha yet. So it became, so then it's not dam nida. And now, later on in the prosdor, you have the hargasha. So how does that work? In other words, technically it was supposed to be a nida as soon as it went into the prosdor, once it passed the internal os or the external os. And now, but there wasn't a hargasha yet. Say, later on in the prosdor, there's a hargasha. So now, lemafreya, it becomes a nida. It doesn't make sense. That was the chavazdas taina. How does that work? In other words, if the Chavis Das says it also has to come in b'vasachas, right? Yotzo leprosda v'nita yehechozer lios tame zelo kosh. So he says zelo kosha. Came down on the Buddha who bechol mechach haprosder. Him kei kamer kara dam yezo b'psara shim tirgish b'prosder yetame. In came b'shas yitzir mi amokur who mitla tali v'koi lo nitar acha overkol pros of lor gishim b'sara. He says like this, that basically the Dor Yehuda will learn that soon as it leaves the makor, so then there's sort of like a tenai that at any point that it'll become, there'll be a hargasha at that point, she'll become an Eden then, not necessarily the mafreya, it'll happen mikanu l'haba. In other words, it's mitlatali mikano lahaba. And if it leaves the makor and it goes through the whole prosdor and she doesn't feel anything, so then in a chanami midoraisa, it's not damnida. As niter hadam. I'm not going to say that. I'm 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 going to say that Right, so the Gemara has, I don't want to get into this raya yet because we didn't even see the Gemara together yet, so let's wait with that. Then he says, because the Rambam, he says that the paragraph before, the women are saying that they don't feel anything. They're not feeling the psichas piyam makor. So that's not a contradiction to the Rambam. Because they might not be margish psichas piyam makor. Now I don't know if the Maram Shik is working with Rav Auschus for that's considered the cramps, but they're not margish the psichas pi hamakor. They margishin aval shar mikra margishim, but they're margish other things. Kemo shamu chazal eni shero adam. Elim Kane Rosha Vevora Kvedim Alea. Right? She feels heavy. You know, her limbs are feeling heavy. Hainu Hargosha. That's Hargosha. Mukusha said, Adir Kasav, Tari Psychus Pia Mokohu Habena Shina, Prozda, Shaved and Rashim Sorok, Shetatim Menashina, Vasara Hainu, Prozda, as Tatami, who Hanam Sorokshi Hargosha, Ashetatil, the Prozda, Hainu Psychus Pia Mokor, Vidi Had Mokum. How do you know that's called the Hargosha? All the different bodily feelings. So in other words, how do we know that there's dam in the prosdor? Whereas a woman becomes an eid in the prosdor. So that's a little strange. She can't even see in the prosdor. So how are we going to know? So he says, so as long as you have some hargosha, any part of the body, that's indicative that there must be dam there. So if you'll feel the psichas pi hamakor, so then you obviously the makor opened up and dam came out. In other words, b'sara means prosder. It means the vaginal canal. But how do you know what's doing in the vaginal canal? The answer is, once you have either the feeling of psichas pia makor or any feeling in the guf, then you could be assured that there's dam in the prosdor. So any shinu in the guf is called the canal. The dying loshon chazal at shetargish b'psara kasha v'gam l'teres maran. In other words, even though the word b'sara is the vaginal canal, means you have a hargasha that the blood is in the canal. How do I know that? So that's from all other types of hargasha. So he says, Loshon Bosser, he says another pshat now. You can say that pshat. Asher Togid Bsara means only the basar of the vaginal canal, but maybe that's a little doichat. So then he says that Loshon Basar sometimes means the vaginal canal, but it can mean any part of the body. Any part of the body. Hachanami Prozdor Shu Mokom Shashamish Dosh Kumosha Kosov. Then he says like this, that we know the din is that if you find dam in a chaticha, in other words, the woman has some pieces that come out of her body. So that's not derech riyah b'kach. Shein riyah k'darka tahora. Hachanami darshin shem l'hirgisha shum shinoi b'gufa tahora. Zeh gam kein ena derech k'derech riyasa. So he says that the derech riyasa is to feel something. If she doesn't feel, that's not riyah k'darka. Therefore she's tahora. Besar in the Torah usually means the prosdom. So then they made a gzeira, maybe Rabbanon, but he says that the din, that was he saying that any time a woman has any bodily feelings, that's derech riyah b'kach. So either you could say the first way he wanted to say that that's an indicative, the hargasha is indicative that it's b'psara, then he wants to say no, that the pshat is that it's derech riyah b'kach. If she's hargasha. Now this might fit in with Rav Yashiv, because Rav Yashiv said if a woman never is margish, so then that's haderech. You could have said differently. You could have said no, maybe she doesn't have a riyah kedaka. I don't know, but this is his word, that any feeling of the body makes. So this makes things more. You know, without this Maram Shik, you know, you could say that women don't have hargashas, so therefore they're not nida d'oraisas. I don't know, I'm not comfortable with saying a woman gets a period and she's not a nida d'oraisa. Like, you know, then bitalta toras nida. You know, to say that, oh, that's only a din d'rabbanan. So my friend Rabbi Gedalia Goldberger, he's into this idea that all types of, he's into, you know, cramps, this. In other words, basically he's saying anything. A woman says she has a lower back pain, she says, so this is the biggest chumra, probably in Hilchas Nida. You know, this Maram Shik's Tshuva. So it's something you could always put in the mix. Because, in other words, Rav Ausch told me, when first I said to Rav Ausch, when he said me that the psichas pia mokor is the cramps, so I said, oh, that's the Maram Shik. So he said, no, that's not the Maram Shik. Because that din is only by cramps. This is anything, even not cramps. She has a headache. She gets a headache when she... So all that, according to the Maram Shik, is considered a hargasha. And Asher Targish Bipsara, and then it would all be the Rises. And then it would be relevant for the question of a woman who only sees a tipa, right? She goes on the birth control and she only sees a tipa every month, just a tipa. So Rav Ash said to me, but if she has cramps, then we're mitame. And the Maram Shik would say that if she has anything, it doesn't have to be cramps. So this is something to put in the mix. You know, I can't say that most poskim necessarily hold from this Maram Shik. But on the other hand, if it's... it could be that if a woman, you know, is on this IUD, this birth control for 5 years, it's hard to say that she's not going to become she's not a nida, you know. She's not a nida for 5 years. It's a little hard to... hard to say. So I think this Maram Shik makes things, very mistaber. That's the question, you know. But the simple pshat, even he admits, the simple pshat of the Besara is the vaginal canal, like the Noda Behuda says. Okay, so that's this famous Maram Shik. And then there's a famous Aruch HaShulchan we should see. What page is the Aruch HaShulchan? Aruch HaShulchan is on what page, Rav Osei?
20.
So there's a famous Aruch HaShulchan. Take a look. In Samech Aleph here. He says, V'dash nimtza b'tshuva l'echad men ha'gdolim. Shev Yaakov, Simon Tes b'shem Mar Sheshach. Who is the Mar Sheshach is what? Is the sort of Sefer Kos Yeshuos. I remember there was a librarian in YU. His name is Rav Berish Mandelbaum. I was very close with him. He was in Warsaw. He was a Varshava Yid. He told me about Rav Menachem Zemba's Shir in Medrash Rabbah on Friday nights in Warsaw. You know, that was the type of Yid he was. He was a librarian at YU from 1948 to 1998. He wrote the Sefer Sari Elif. So we were very, very close. So he always pointed out to me, everyone knows the famous Hakdama to the Egle Tal. And that says that people, the Iker of learning is to feel the Geshmak of learning, the Hana of learning. And some people say, oh, if you have Hana from your learning, that's not considered learning the Shema. He says, no, Adrabah, that's the Iker learning, Lishma, is that. And then he complains, Rabbi Mandel pointed out, if you look carefully in the Hakdama, he says, the people who learn and they're not learning the Mar Sheshach. Shechakar, so in the Shev Yaakov, Simon Tes, B'Shem Mar Sheshach, Shechakar, Zed, the Noshim B'Kiyos, for Amulo, Shetivis, some people feel, some women feel, some psichas pia mokor, some women don't. Only feels zivas dover. Margishus urak, margishus zivas avredlach, hula margishus. Some people are margishus psichas pia mokor, some are only margishus the zivas davredlach. The hevel yivtsa pi hanoshim ha'ela. He says, what the women are saying is hevel. V'lo yadi maika amri. You don't know what they're talking about. Rabbi Seinu nemonim aleim yosem mehen. Rabbi Seinu are more neman than the women. But the women are not lying. V'gam eina mishakros b'divrem el she'eina mevinos. They just don't know what a hargasha is. The dad, the whole dover, most Rosh Hashanah, Shaguf Tzarech Lidchosam, he'd be a Gadosh Baruch Hu B'teva Haguf. In other words, anything that the body is going to eject, like urine, anything that the body is coming out of the body, he'd be a Gadosh Baruch Hu B'teva Haguf. So a Gadosh Baruch Hu made in the Teva Haguf, Shiagiyaz Man Dechi Foson, that when it comes to the time that they're being ejected from the body, Lachutz, Shiiftuchul O Nikvei HaPleita, that whatever is the apertures, the openings in the body are going to open up more. Sha'ad kan kol hayustumim ulitzorach dechias hamosos niftuku v'yotzel lachutz kmo yitzias legdolum mktanim. Just like when a person has excrement or urination, the body opens up and lets it out. Kmo yitzias legdolum mktanim v'tzoras hachosam hachotam. And the woman also has blood from the mokor. Because that came zev. Zev hechrek sheyiftach hamokor. Diefsharb klal ba'ofenache. So he says that's how it works. So there is this hargasha. The right that the Gemara says, when you have a hargasha, you wake up in the night. When a man is making meraglaim, a maskil maybe dovi yomer shamargish niftach hamokum, but meraglaim yotzim. Mishenu vim lo yomer shamargish meraglaim achim latzim. Kmo ken anoshim ve'ele einim avinus sozal shida shal kulam kenu. He says they all have it, they just don't know what it is. V'yesh akashalam ha-psicha k'mon b'leidav, v'yesh nashim sh'menekol v'yolos v'yesh. So he says that they really have it and they don't know that they have it. Then he writes, Samach Gimel, he writes, So that's what it is. Again, Rav Yashiv was the one who was basically saying a chiddush that if you don't have it, so you're tamei without it. In other words, he's willing to make a nida daraisa without hagasha because you don't have it. So sort of like what the Maram Shik said, it's a din in derech riya. So for you, the derech riya is without it. But then it becomes very difficult. So then, where do you draw the line? What's a kesem? What's a? It's difficult. So, look in a real shas hadchak situation. So then you could say that there's room to say that. That not like the Maram Shik, because the Maram Shik is probably considered more like a Das Yochid, right? And then there's what to say, not like the. So then, unless it's just there's room to be makel in Shas Hadchak situations. To say that she didn't really have argosha if it wasn't a lot of blood. Because that somehow became a given, that if there's a lot of blood, even though, if you take a look, Rav Moshe has a tshuva here. Where's the tshuva, Nigus Moshe? What page, Nigus Moshe, Rav Moshe?
Yeah.
The last page. Well, I have a supplement. There's a supplement here. Supplement to packet one. And it's on page two in the supplement. I don't know if you have that in front of you. There's a supplement to packet one that's the first page of the supplement is Tosfos on Chachmei Anglia, which we'll discuss in a second. And then there's a tshuva from the Igros Moshe on page two. This is Chela Gimel Yoredeya Simin Mem Vov. And he writes that he says V'dover Hashela, the third column. V'dover, do you guys have this supplement?
I just posted the link in the group.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
There's a woman says that she doesn't feel anything even when she has a flow. Sometimes she says stains on her clothing. Sometimes less nigris, sometimes more nigris. And then she has more. So then he writes, okay. Ulinia tum la bailam din kesem ya kesem hapachas migris kazina shafa ovish vadai ba migufa lo gazru. In other words, a kesem pachas migris is mutter. Okay, the mashal lo gazru hapachas migris nami lo gazru av biyadu shu migufa lo migufa. Fasha tam the pachas migris hu mishum shishem adam hamakolus hu nami lo gazru. Yeah. So that we didn't get up to really. Yeah, then I don't want to talk about the Kviyas Veses. Because that's something else. See, Indian Hatumra Labaila, Bidin Kesim, Kesim Apochas Mikrus, yeah. Chimashal Ogozra, yeah, that's the battle. The Ksamim, that's not really what we're up to yet. Okay, so we'll have to get back to this tshuva when we further along, because most of the things in the tshuva are things that we didn't get up to. But let me show you one more thing, the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia. This was shown to me by Rabbi Eitan Schnall several years ago. So he wanted to claim that this thing that we say from Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe says, even if you feel the blood coming out of your body, certainly not like the Chavos Das, that's also considered a hargasha. So Rabbi Tuchman said that's basically he's just saying the Noda Biyuda. The Noda Biyuda says the whole prosdor. So Rabbi Moshe said even the last inch of the prosdor, so to speak. So Rabbi Schnall said, well, the lashon over here is near the Haki Perush Lav Dach Lufnim Lav Dach. Lo dafka b'fnim, so dafka b'fnim v'lo b'chutz, v'hain it kol m'she efshar. He says, the fourth line from the bottom on the right side. From Lohi Gishim Shasa Yitzim and Amokal Beis Chitzon, Aval Pi Shehigishim Shas Yitzia. The last two lines from the bottom. Aval Pi Shehigishim Shas Yitzias Lachutz. So you might think, even though she was only Margish at the very end, she shouldn't be Tamei. Tamashulon that she's Tamei. Tafilu Lohi Gishim El Shas Yitzia Lachutz Tamei. So he thought that's like the Rav Moshe. But the question is, if you look in the footnotes here, what does it mean, Yitzia Lachutz? You see, Yitzia Lachutz in footnote 39, he wants to say means Bibayis Achitz on the prosdor. You could say Yitzia Lachutz just means But if you read the Peshuta like Rabbi Shnal, then it could be that this would be a raya to Rav Moshe. That Avol Pi Shehigisha B'Shas Yitzia Lachutz, you might think Lo Tatamei. So Kamashulon that it is Tamei. Unless he's saying that Yitzia Lachutz means me by Sapkitzum, but maybe could be he's right. Okay, but that's what Rabbi Tuchman said. Even without this, he just thinks that it's the extension of the Nod of Yehuda. Rav Abadi, I told you, in Rav Abadi's world, cramps is not such a big deal. Sometimes, if there was a lot of staining, he'll ask if there's a cramp, and then he'll machria based on that. It'll tilt the scale. If you say that you felt it coming out of the body, for him, that's a big deal. That's and other people will say no. Like Rav David Cohen said to me, you know, he's a big believer of the Chavis Das, that you have to feel it coming at the point that, you know, and for him, cramps is like sort of this dazeh gufa. So the mice is like this. It depends, you know, like if a person has a big shas hadchak, so then I'm willing to say that, you know, like Rav Dov Cohen said, we can follow the chavis das. And like it's a shayla of a chuppas nida or something like that, or she's trying to get pregnant, a real shas hadchak. We could say that she just saw a little bit of blood, even though she may have felt it coming out, but it's just a little bit, and she didn't feel it when it was coming from the, like the Chavis Das, when it was coming from the Bais Chitz and the Bais Panimi. So, you know, there's as far as to be Mako. But if it's not such a big Shashas Adchak, and she felt it coming out, and it's a Tipa Chodshi, so I'm not going to say that, like Rav Ezra Schwartz said, it's not going to say that she's always Tahar, because Lamaisa, you know, this is her, she feels it every month, and she feels it coming out. So then there's what to say, that we should be Machmir. You know, because every month she has a Tipa, and she feels the Tipa coming out. So then, you know, I would be noted to be Machmir in such a case. But it was a big shas hadchak, you know, a woman's getting married next week and then she finds this. So that's why it's very important to know all the shittas. Because then you can know what to machriya on a regular basis, and the psak on a shas hadchak basis could be different than what the psak is on a regular basis. Okay, Rabbi, we officially have finished this packet. So I'm not going to start a new packet now. So we'll stop here for now. So this was our first B'nei Kedaris Nidim. There's more coming, but this is, so you have to put it all together. Now you know all the three shitas in the Poiskim, and then you know the Achronim. You know in every shita has shitas, and then how to put it all together in different cases. Okay,
are we going on to the supplement one or to the packet two?
That's an excellent question. I'm going to have to look at my... I have to decide and see what what we're going to do. So I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay. So have a good Shabbos, everybody. Let's see who's here. Ben Katz and Max Kirschblum and Avi Lifshine, Ben Zionfeld, Ephraim Moretzky, Josh Blau, Mayor Kesselman, MZ Binter, Nathan Bauer, Yoram Weisberg. Okay. It's good to see you all, at least on Zoom. And have a good Shabbos. And next week will be the last week before Rosh Hashanah. And then it should be a regular Shir, Monday, Wednesday. And then the week of Aseret Yemei Tshuva is also should be a regular. On Monday is about Tzom Gedalia. So we should have a Shir in Tzom Gedalia. Why not, right? Tzom Gedalia and Monday, Wednesday. And then we'll go till Yom Kippur, right? Till Yom Kippur is what day of the week? Okay, whatever it is, we'll figure it out. Okay, one week at a time. Okay, a good Shabbos. And good to see you all. Sonny, it's good to see you. Okay, I'm just so upset where the...